Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins, we ask Google for some help with our baby's little bodies, and we have our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 59. Shauna, how are you? What's been going on with you this week?
I'm really good. My baby is 31 weeks old. So she's 7 months and a week about. And holy shit, she is making some progress on the movement.
Oh, yeah.
So last week, you know, she started crawling.
Mm-hmm.
And first day, wobbly crawl, I think I mentioned this. And then like by day two, she was like, got it. By the end of the week, she was already like pulling to stand. She's standing.
Oh my God.
That's all she wants to do now. So she's just pulling up and standing on everything. And it's the cutest thing is like when I lay on the floor,
mm-hmm.
she comes crawling over to me and just wants to crawl all over me, pull to stand on my body and my legs. And oh my God, it's my favorite thing. I love it.
How sweet is that?
Oh, it's so sweet. It's just so fun to play with her like that and like get the cuddles and I love it.
That is so fun. And that happened so fast.
I know, right? I couldn't believe it. But then I was brought back to when Elle was also a baby. And I was like, oh, yeah, she did that real quick, too. It's like almost like crawling was just the gateway movement to standing.
That's interesting. My mom says that they don't even really consider crawling a milestone anymore because a lot of kids just skip it altogether.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of those things where it's like if your kid doesn't do it, it's not considered like, oh, there's something wrong with your kid because a lot of kids just go straight to like walking.
Interesting.
So
yeah,
it sounds like she basically is doing that.
Yeah, she's like crawling, been there, done that. Because she could pull up to stand without having to crawl. You know, like
yeah.
That doesn't need to happen first. I can see that.
So, okay, I have a question about pulling up to stand. Other mm-hmm. than when you're lying down and she does it, like, on your body, what does she actually pull up to stand on? Like, do you have furniture that she has access to, or what's the deal there?
Excellent question, actually, because I was just going to mention that I finally set up her yes space, which I've been talking about forever. And I tricked it out with things she can pull to stand on.
Like, as
As soon as I realized that's what she wanted to do, I went to the garage and pulled out the stuff that I used with Elle when she was doing all this. First thing is like a little baby table. It's maybe, I don't even know, maybe a foot and a half off the ground. And it's like a little musical table, so perfect height. So she pulls on that. And this is kind of my honorary BFP this week. It's this foam shapes play set that I got on Amazon. And it's a bunch of big, like there's a square that's maybe like a foot off the ground and like a rectangle. And one is like a ramp that she could use as a slide or climb up and all these different like big foam things that she can crawl and pull herself up on and stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. Because I was just thinking about this, you know, the thing about pulling up to stand is you have to have something to pull up to stand on. And I'm like, right now our, you know, sort of yes space, since my baby's not crawling, is just a big playmat that I think I talked about. But there's nothing really substantial on the playmat. So I was like, if he wanted to practice, he wouldn't have anything to practice on. Mm-hmm. Sounds like I need to get some stuff. Some baby furniture.
Totally. And the gate that I use, she'll go over, put her little fingers in the holes and like pull herself up to stand on that. I mean, she finds anything and everything. But before all of that was set up, I think she was mostly pulling up on me and Steve. So that's how I knew she was interested in that. So that's why I provided all this stuff for her.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And specifically, if anyone wants to check out this play set, I wanted to share what it is because I love it so much. And it's one of the best things I bought. And also my three-year-old loves it too, of course. This is a really crazy name. I don't know what this name is. Okay, it's ECR for Kids. And the four is the number four. So ECR for Kids Soft Zone Climb and Crawl Activity Playset. And of course, we'll link to it.
BigFatPositivePodcast.com.
That's right.
I want one. You'll have to send me the link tonight.
Yeah, I definitely will. And I really love that they have one of their sets is kind of a cool color palette. It's not, you know, I personally am not into like the primary colors. Like
you like a desaturated color palette.
100%. So this is kind of like blues and teals and grays and stuff like that. So yeah, so we're doing great and we're all set up and she's just loving life in her yes space. And I can tell she's feeling confident in there and moving and grooving and doing her thing.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. What about you guys? What's up with you?
Well, this week we are at week 27, which is like 6 months and a week, basically. And I talked about how last week the baby got a cold. Well, now I got a cold. So.
No, why? Why did he do that to you?
We both have a cold. And the cold itself isn't that bad. It's like, it's one of those colds that before you had a baby, before you had kids, you would have just like slept it off and it would have been fine, you know?
Oh, those days are so long
gone. They're gone. Maybe they'll be back when we're like in our 60s, but right now they are gone. And the good news was that Corey was actually home already. Like, he was writing on a show that ended up taking a break, a sort of unexpected break. So he had like a surprise week home. And I was like, perfect timing. I'll just get sick, which sucks because we can't like, you know, enjoy ourselves. But at least we, you know, had childcare so I could sleep.
Yeah, good.
So that was good. So baby still has a bit of a cold. I have a cold. And a tooth broke through. He got his first little tooth.
Little baby tooth.
It was his front left. Uh-huh. Bottom front, bottom left. Usually the bottom two are the ones that come in first. And it was right there. It's been like so close for weeks. I've been like, this tooth is coming. But in the last week, you could really tell there was a bump under there, you know? It was getting kind of white, like kind of like swollen. You could see it. And then, just one morning, he was like, oh, yeah, that's actual tooth poking through.
So did he have any teething symptoms?
Oh, he
fussiness?
Had all. Well, so he was fussy. We gave him some ibuprofen. The problem is that he was sick. So I was like, is the fussiness from being sick or was it the teething, you know?
So, but don't they also say that, like, teething can also cause cold-like symptoms? Is that
people
true?
People say that they can get fevers. I've heard mixed things. Like, some doctors say, yes, they can get teething fever. Some say they can't. Either way, it doesn't really matter because he didn't really get much of a fever anyway.
Yeah.
But he was drooling like crazy. He wanted to chew on everything. He always wants to chew on things, but it was very clear that he wanted some, like, cool, you know, we were putting stuff in the fridge for him to chew on. And so it was very obviously different. Like, for months we've been like, is he teething? And then when it was actually actively teething, it was like, oh, okay, now it's clear. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, it was unambiguous. So the real tell was that you could feel it under his gums, you know?
Right.
When you ran your finger along, you're like, oh no, it's harder and there's a ridge. But so he's got the one tooth out. I'm sure the next one is right behind it. We'll see. It's got the bump there too, but it hasn't come out, so...
Yeah.
We will see. But man, those things are sharp.
So sharp. Has he bitten you yet?
Thankfully, not on the boob. So he has.
Good.
He has bitten my nose.
What?
Yeah. So he likes to sucker fish on various parts of my body. I think we talked about it when you did the BFP of baby kisses.
Uh-huh.
Like, he just likes to put his mouth on everything. And so he sometimes likes to bite my nose. And when he had no teeth, it was fine. But then this week, he like went to bite my nose. And I was like, ow, actually hurts. So thankfully, I think with the bottom two teeth, when they're nursing, they have to have their tongue over those teeth in order to like create a suction.
Oh, so, that's true.
So far, I'm protected. So far, so good.
That's good.
I'm a little nervous about that. So.
Oh my God. Well, that kid's ready for some prime ribs, some steaks.
Well, this is good news because he wants to eat everything we're eating. So the sooner he can get his bottom two and top two teeth in, the sooner he can start eating like lots of more solid foods, right?
Yeah.
Like really chewing into things. So he's really funny. If I eat something in front of him, he looks at me and starts like smacking his lips.
Oh, a little gourmand on our hands.
I know. So that was his sort of week in milestones, but I have an update.
Ooh.
That is very exciting and kind of unexpected, which is baby got a modeling agent.
What? Hold the phone. What is going on? Has he shot an Oshkosh commercial yet? Tell us everything.
So no, he has not shot a commercial yet because, holy shit, it's a lot of paperwork to get a modeling agent for a baby. So we signed with Paloma Model and Talent, which actually our friend Kathy, her daughter, is also signed with them. Total coincidence. She didn't get me in.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But I asked her, I said, like, are they good? What, you know, et cetera. And she was like, no, yeah, they seem really great. So I was like, all right, sure. So I got, like, the acceptance, and then they sent me their portal, which has all this documentation of what you need to do. And it's, I mean, it was like a novel worth of reading, right? And then we had to sign all this paperwork. And, you know, it's a little more complicated because he's a minor.
Right.
And there's a lot of really quite tricky and, like, strict photo requirements they have for his little headshots. Like, he has to have onesies that are plain with no logos but with bright colors.
Oh, interesting.
Which is surprisingly hard to find. And then on top of that, he can't be, like, sitting on any blankets. He can't be in front of any, like, he can't be inside. He has to be outside, but he can't be in front of anything busy. Like, there's all these rules. So we're working on getting his wardrobe together. Oh, and his wardrobe has to be approved before we shoot the headshots.
Oh, my gosh.
So in addition to the, like, really strict headshot rules that we have to get approved, we have to apply for a work permit for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's,
And on top of that, we have to set up a special bank account for him called a Coogan Trust account, where it's like, I think 15% of any money he makes just gets funneled straight into it. So that, you know, you don't have momagers taking advantage of the kids.
Right.
I fully intend to funnel 100% of it into there. I don't know. Maybe I'll change my mind.
I will say you do a lot of the work as the parent. You go drive around town to take them to auditions. I think there's zero shame in taking a cut of that pie because really you are doing a lot of the legwork.
True, though I do feel icky about it.
Why? It's your time. It's your effort. I guess,
but it is his likeness. You know what I mean? I guess the, you know, a cut of it, like a manager would, it's fine. I just don't want to, you know, I'm not doing this because I want to, like, make it rich, you know? Like, I don't want to, like, hit the jackpot with my cute baby. I'm just doing it because kind of I thought he was super freaking cute and he likes people, you know? Like, we'll see what happens. And I'm sure, hopefully my agent isn't listening to this because, or his agent, I should say.
Right.
Because, you know, if he doesn't like it, we're not going to keep doing it. You know, if it doesn't, I'm not going to force him to go to auditions and casting calls and stuff if it's miserable for him. I have no interest in that. So, yeah, if he likes it and it works out, great. If it doesn't, no problem. So,
Did you get this from blind submitting to
yes.
those on- from online?
So, do you remember how I did the blind submissions a while back and I was trying to get him an agent? Well, I must have missed this agency. I think I thought I submitted to them, but their website kind of sucks. The other thing I want to do is, like, even if he doesn't work out with them, I want to be like, hey, can I rebuild your website for you? Because this website sucks. It's not mobile friendly. So I think what happened was I never actually submitted to them because I needed to do it at my computer. And I hadn't been able to sit at my computer until recently because he never napped until recently. So I realized I never submitted to them. And I was like, oh, I should submit again. And they actually emailed back within like 3 hours.
What?
Like, we'd like to represent him. I know.
Amazing.
I know. I mean, I think they represent a lot of kids. I understand why, because you probably have to have a huge pool of talent when it comes to babies because
they're always aging out.
They're always aging out, and you probably only get like 10% that actually end up being able to work. You know what I mean? Like, for whatever reason, their parents can't drive them to auditions, or they don't tolerate it well, or they just don't like being on set, or whatever it is, you know? So we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's totally a lark, and it's kind of just because I want to get cute photos of him. So, and if he gets to be the face of Oshkosh Bagosh, you know, is that even still around, Oshkosh Bagosh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's a lasting brand.
I think they're just Oshkosh now.
They're just Oshkosh.
They
rebranded. All right.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's our, so I was doing a bunch of that paperwork this week while I had a cold. And I was like, wait, he's just getting teeth, so we can't take photos until his teeth come in anyway.
Oh, okay.
There's all these weird things. So, but it's exciting, and I'm happy. I don't know. It feels stupidly, like, really stupid. Like, I feel ashamed at, like, how validated I am. I'm like, yeah, my baby is cute. So it, like, goes against everything I believe, you know, like, you don't need external validation, you know, physical beauty is, you know, a relative thing, and it's all in the eye of the beholder, and it's not, it doesn't have any reflection on your value as a person, yet I'm like, yeah, my baby is cute. That's right.
Yes, that's the only thing you needed to know that your baby is cute, not the hundreds of pictures that are adorable and everyone calling him cute all the time.
Yeah, I needed an official rubber stamp.
Yes, from Hollywood.
Hollywood. Anyway, so that was fun, and it was a fun silver lining to a sick week.
Good.
And,
yeah,
that's it.
Yay.
Should we take a break and move on to our special segment?
Okie doke. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too, and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at oneskin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and this week's special segment is What I Googled This Week, where we love to reveal to you what possibly embarrassing, unusual, funny, whatever, things that we have asked the internet recently. Laura, lay it on us.
All right. So what I Googled this week is, do babies' arms fall asleep? Question mark.
You added the question mark.
Oh, yeah, it's a question. You have True. To ask. You have to tell Google it's a question. Oh, and I gotta say, I haven't gotten a lot of clarity on this. Google is not the place to go for this question. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because the keyword baby and sleep, or baby and asleep, they don't really lead to, like, limbs being asleep. You know what I mean? They're like, how to get babies to fall. Like, oh, you know what shows up is, like, is baby falling asleep in your arms? I'm like, no, that's not what I'm trying to find out.
Ah, that's so tricky.
And the reason I Googled it is because, you know, he's now sleeping on his tummy. I put him down on his back like a good girl. And he immediately mm-hmm. flips over. And I always question, like, why I'm even bothering putting him on his back in the first place. But it's fine. And then he'll, like, get his arm totally stuck under his torso and not he can get it out. I know he can get his arm out from under him, but he doesn't. And mm-hmm. so I actually have a picture of it. So this, and I'll of course put this on our social media so everyone can see. So this is the way he was sleeping in his crib for hours. And to describe it, he's on his tummy and his right arm is completely pinned under his body. Like 100%. You can't even see it. It looks like he doesn't have a right arm. Mm-hmm. And he was like that for hours. You can also see by, like, it looks totally bonkers. I have at least 4 pacifiers arranged in a semicircle around his head.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering what that was.
That's a taking care of babies sleep training thing where she doesn't want you to replace pacifiers in the middle of the night. But the idea is that if a baby wants a pacifier, if there's a lot in the crib, he can reach out and get one and mm-hmm. try to put it in his own mouth. So that's what those are there for. Mixed results. Also, we got rid of his sleep sack. Because mm-hmm. he seemed, like, to be kind of hindered by it. So I don't mm-hmm. know how well that's going to go. We'll see. Anyway, so, yes, here he is in his little footy pajamas with a array of pacifiers above his head with his arm pinned under him. I found some, like, on Stack Exchange. I didn't even know there was a Stack Exchange for parenting. Do you know what Stack Exchange is?
Have you ever heard of it? I have no idea. I picture either, like, factories with smokestacks and the stock exchange, like this weird amalgamation comes into mind. So no.
So I know Stack Exchange from coding. It's like a really popular site for asking coding questions. Like if you're struggling with some kind of problem when you're building a website, say, and you just cannot get a certain, you know, chunk of code to work, you'll post it to Stack Exchange and people will answer like, oh, you've got your, you know, JavaScript syntax wrong, and everyone will say thanks. Okay. But there's a parenting Stack Exchange, and someone said, can babies' limbs fall asleep in carriers due to lack of blood flow? And, you know, the question is pretty straightforward, right? Mm-hmm. And then someone says, yes, but no. It says, limbs falling asleep. I don't know who this person is or why they have expertise. It's also from 2012. It says, limbs falling asleep is a common physiological phenomenon. I see no reason why it could not also happen to baby.
Well, Laura, the baby, they must fall asleep, because that was my line of thinking, is what this person just said, is like, it happens to humans, so it probably also happens to babies, but either they don't care or don't notice, or that's my Google answer.
Thank you.
You Google, are welcome. Shauna. You're Shauna welcome.
I should have just texted you. Yes. But I guess, you know, he woke up and he was fine, so it's fine. But I just, it made me, like, should I go in and fix it? Like, what do I do? I
oh,
did
God,
not.
Oh, God, never. I never.
But don't anyway,
disturb
that was
a sleeping baby. And anyway, he's got, like, the falling asleep genes of his dad, which, like, he doesn't get pins and needles, right?
So yes. Have we discussed this on the podcast?
Yeah, we have. Your husband doesn't get pins and needles feeling, so your kid probably doesn't either. So he's just like, smooshing my arm, sleeping for hours, no bigs.
But doesn't the pins and needles like stop you from cutting off your blood flow forever? I don't know. I guess Corey's made it this long.
He
without
has.
A limb falling off.
Who knows what will happen tomorrow?
Who knows? Hopefully not. That would
Hopefully
be bad.
Not. Yeah, I
need his help carrying the baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, Google, not a huge help that time, but entertaining. So, Shauna, what did you Google this week?
This week I Googled, does my baby have high cheekbones? I am not 100% sure why. I think just sometimes things come into my head and I Google them. And, you know, I'm very curious, like, what is my baby's personality going to be like in the future? What is she going to look like? You know, just all of these things just pass through my mind and I'm idly at my computer and I would, like, type that in. Because I have high cheekbones and my mom has high cheekbones. And so then I'm like, just...
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so I'm just, like, looking at her face, and, you know, babies' faces are so chubby.
They're lots of chubs. They're so delicious.
It's so delicious, and her face is chubby because she's a chubby little one, and I'm just like, what are those? I wonder what's going on with those cheekbones. Literally no one is talking about this.
No one's concerned about their baby's high cheekbones?
Baby boards are radio silent.
Hold on. I'm looking this up, too. I want to see. Does my baby... Did you put a question mark?
No, maybe that was my problem. I forgot the question mark.
I'm going to do it. Question mark. Okay, go. Why do babies have chubby cheeks?
Well, girl, I'm going to talk about what I did learn, so don't give any spoilers.
No spoilers. How to tell if you have lower high cheekbones? I have to say, I wish Google was around when I was a teenager, because I remember maybe I was like 12 or 13, and I read in some magazine about like face shape, and they were talking about, like, do you have high cheekbones? And I remember being like, I don't know. Like,
well, I will tell you, because this is what I learned, Laura. I learned.
Okay, tell me. Yeah. Tell me so I can beam it back to my 13-year-old self.
I learned nothing about whether or not my 7-month-old has high cheekbones, okay? Mm-hmm. But if you want to know if you have high cheekbones, here's the way to do it, okay?
Okay.
So looking at your clean, and they, for some reason, emphasize makeup-free face, which is hilarious because my face is almost always makeup-free.
What is makeup?
Who has time?
What is this makeup you discuss?
Yeah. Oh, you're not spending hours contouring the bone structure of your face while taking care of a baby?
I am not. Although I do have a gripe about contouring. Can I, like, real quick, 2 seconds? Contouring, when it became a thing and everyone was like, contouring, the new hip thing, I was like, have you people never taken a theater class? Like, or like been in a play? Because theater makeup, it's just contour. Anyway, I was just like, is this a revelation? Like, I've been doing this since I was in, you know, theater productions in college.
True. For some reason, I always played old people in like my high school productions. Mm-hmm. So the contouring was always just like lots of wrinkles. So that wasn't helpful for me. But anyway.
Go on. Sorry. Sidebar. Okay.
So look at your look at your face in the mirror.
Okay.
Place your thumbs. I guess this is talking about both your ears. Place the thumbs on like the top part of the cartilage over your ear canal, and then place your index finger at your nostrils.
Uh huh.
And then draw the thumb and index finger together over your face until they meet. If you press down gently, you'll feel your cheekbone! Exclamation
point. There.
There it is. And then it says, now look back in the mirror. If your cheekbone is at the lower part of your nose, you have low cheekbones. If it's directly underneath your eyes, close to more of the top of your nose, the bridge of your nose, you have high cheekbones.
Okay, I have to turn. I have a mirror right here. Listeners, I have low cheekbones.
You do?
I have low cheekbones. It's like basically right at the bottom of my nostril, like like just the like, you know, the little like curve of your nostril.
Uh-huh.
That's where it is.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I got low cheekbones.
And I have high cheekbones. I don't know what any of it
means. La-di-da.
La-di-da. We are two different cheekboned people.
We are. It's true, though. Actually, if you look at us, you know, standing next to each other, we definitely have a different cheekbone structure.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So I did try this on my seven-month-old, of course.
So where did she land?
I don't know. I honestly,
their noses are tiny.
The nose is tiny. The ear is like, and like, it's just chub. Like the cheeks are chub. Yeah. So anyway, speaking of chubby cheeks, what I did learn, as you mentioned, is like, why do babies have chubby cheeks? And I was like, I literally never wondered that before. I was just assumed it's because it's cute.
Yeah.
And so it actually helps with breastfeeding. So compared to the rest of the baby's mouth, their tongue is large, and that helps them get in contact with the breast milk. And then the tongue is cushioned on either side by fat reserves in the cheeks. And it helps the tongue stay in place while drinking milk. And it keeps the cheeks from sinking in. So it makes the milk easier. And it's also for the cute aggression, which you talked about in a previous episode.
Delicious cheeks.
Right? It makes them so cute that it helps temper your overwhelming, like, love for their cuteness or something. I don't remember what that was exactly.
It was that, well, the aggression comes out because that is balancing out your overwhelming affection for them.
Right.
You have to get a little aggressive because otherwise you would collapse into a puddle on the floor.
Right. So I think they're saying that the cute cheeks are the thing that kind of tip you over to feeling like, okay, I need to back it up and have a little like, so I don't go all the way into the deep end. So
those cheeks are great.
Oh, they're so good. Oh, she's just got
they're so
chubsters.
Soft.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the kisses. Anyway, Google was not completely helpful for me either this week. Sorry, guys.
Gotta step up your game, Google.
I know, right? We will try next time. We'll see what Google can deliver.
Hopefully they'll help us.
Hopefully. But until then, shall we take a break and wrap things up with our BFPs and BFNs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by L'Olivie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With L'Olivie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter L'Olivie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at lolavie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
Lolavie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at lolavie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at lolavie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. All right, so we're back and we close every episode with our big fat positives or our big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, do you have a BFP or a BFN for us?
I have a BFP.
That's good. Let's hear it.
It is this giant ass bib that's kind of like an almost, I think it is called an apron too. It's like a bib apron. Uh-huh. And it is my favorite bib that I've tried of the many, many bibs. Specifically, it's called the Bib On, like B-I-B-O-N. Bib On.
Because you put a bib on the baby.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And it's a full coverage bib and apron combination. And it fits like 6 months to 2 years or something. So it is huge. It's real big. But I love it because so many bibs, like her bibs are like these little things that like stop like at her breastbone. And I'm like, hello, yeah. There's puree getting all over her lap, all over the high chair straps, everywhere. So this thing straps around the neck, straps around the back, and protects all of that area. It's awesome.
Yeah, I actually saw you use one of these when I went over to your house recently, mm-hmm. and I was like, what is that magic? I need one of those. Immediately ordered it on Amazon and got one, and I can attest that is the best bib. It's also just a thin, it's like a fabric. It's not one of those sort of stiffer silicone ones.
Right.
So, which I think might be better for older kids who are eating chunks of food, not purees. You know, the because they have those little like scoops at the bottom for it to catch extra food that fell. But we don't need that right now. There's no catching of extra food.
Right.
Right? It's just like protecting of the environment around the baby. So, yeah, we got one and it's awesome. And yeah, it's gigantic. It's like putting a blanket on them right now.
It's so hilarious. I mean, you basically just like tuck it under the tray. But the reason I discovered this bib, actually with my first daughter, and I'm mentioning it because this is another way it comes in handy if you ever encounter this problem. Elle was having car sickness troubles on the way in our commute to work and daycare.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. And I was just like, oh my gosh, it's a nightmare to clean up vomit from like the outfit, the straps, the, you know, the car seat.
The car seat, yeah.
Oh, it's terrible. So we were doing that a couple times. And of course, I consulted the internet and was like, what can I do? And someone suggested these bibs. And they're like, just strap them in and then put that bib around their neck and like kind of over. And it will protect like the whole area. So, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure you would still get like some leakage or whatever, but in general, it would catch most of that stuff.
It's like a baby hazmat suit.
Yes, exactly. So it's good for that. It's good for painting and stuff later on when they're ready to paint and get messy. You can use it as an apron. And they have some cute designs too. I have a really cute teal and white like chevron design. It's super cute.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm thinking I need to get another one actually because it's my favorite bib now too.
Oh, cool.
And it gets dirty and then it's dirty.
I just got my second one. Yep.
Yeah.
Do it. It's awesome. Do it. Yeah, so that's it. What about you?
So I also have a BFP. It's something I found on Twitter, and it was this guy. His username is at Lagomorpho, I think Lagomorpho, L-A-G-O-M-O-R-P-H-O. And it's called the Sleep Blanket. It's a project he made, and the description is a visualization of my son's sleep pattern from birth to his first birthday. And it's a crochet border surrounding a double knit body. Each row represents a single day. Each stitch represents 6 minutes of time spent awake or asleep.
Wait, I can't visualize what you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'm going to tell you. So it's like a big square, right? Okay. Or a big rectangle.
Mm-hmm. And it's a blanket?
It's a blanket.
A handmade blanket.
It's like a baby blanket. A hand-knit baby blanket.
Gotcha. Side,
basically, right? And every row is one day of his son's first year, from birth to the day before his first birthday.
Okay.
And every stitch is representative of 6 minutes of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And he's color-coded it. So blue is asleep and white is awake. If you look left to right, you can see the first row is the first day, awake, asleep, awake, asleep, awake, asleep. And then as you go down from top to bottom, it's, you know, him getting older.
Oh.
And so it's like a 24-hour span. And it's totally fascinating because the pictures, it's just a visual representation of his sleep. It's like basically a chart of his sleep, but it's knit, which is super interesting. And it's awesome for me because I'm a big knitter. And you can watch as his sleep consolidates. So you can see, like, up till about, like, 3 or 4 months, his sleep is, like, all over the place.
Yeah, this blanket would give me PTSD, I think.
It does a little bit, but then you can see where he, like, goes down to 3 naps and then goes down to 2 naps and then down to 1 nap.
Oh.
Like, the top looks very mottled, and then it gets down into, like, some very well-organized columns at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I love it because I'm, you know, very nerdy about this sort of thing, and I'm a big knitting nerd. But on top of it, I'm a big, like, tech nerd, right? And so he actually built himself a web application to track the sleep and convert it into the stitches he needed to make so that he could, like, reference it on his phone on the go as he was, like, commuting or whatever and knitting.
Uh-huh.
So he knit it, like, you know, as he went. I don't know. It's just, like, basically the perfect project for me. And it combines obsession with baby sleep, obsession with knitting, obsession with, like, really tedious color work. That's kind of my jam, too.
This does sound up your alley.
It was one of those things, too, where I saw it and the first thing I thought was, like, damn, I should have thought of that.
Well, yes, and I wouldn't have been surprised if you had. But are you inspired to do one of your own? Because wouldn't that require you to actually track every single minute of sleep?
Yes, and so he did on the apps. I haven't tracked every single minute of my baby's sleep. If I had known I would want to do something like this, I probably would have.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a point where he says, there's a bit of empty data at the beginning because those first few days were rough. Emphasis on rough. I wrote some of it down, but it never made it into the app. The incomplete data breaks my heart and will haunt me for the rest of my life.
Oh, buddy, let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, that's something he needs to let go. But it's totally fascinating, and it's actually like a really cool looking blanket, and he gave it as a gift to his son for his second birthday.
That's so cool.
Which is super cool. So I love it, and my jealousy is very... it's a reverent jealousy. I think he did a great job. So I will, of course, post a link to this on our socials. We'll regram it if we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's awesome.
That's so cool.
Hats off. Hats off to that guy.
Yay, creative parents, man. That's awesome. All right. Well, I guess that's it for us this week. Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Fun show. All right. So if you guys have anything you want to add to the conversation, we'd love hearing from you. Laura, where can they reach us?
We are on the social medias at BFP Podcast. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We also have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com, where we post show notes and links to things we talked about. We also have a Facebook community group. Just do a search for Big Fat Positive Community and request to join. It's a closed group, which means only people in the group will see what you're posting. So it's a safe space, and we're having some awesome conversations in there.
If you know anyone who's pregnant or a new mom, new parent who you think would like the show, spread the word. Big Fat Positive is produced by Laura Burek, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Bye.